Kevin, earlier this year you were presented with one of the Illinois Senior Masters Award, and just your thoughts on being added to that group of guys who have won that.
Yeah, it was a surprise and a great honor. You know, I looked at the list of guys who had won the award, and starting out with Erie Ball, and right down the list to all the great players in the section and great professionals in the section, so it was a real honor.
Well, Kevin, one of the things that guys have told me once they receive this award, that one of the things that they take the most pride in is sort of joining the group of guys that have won it before them, and I'm sure you're thrilled to be honored with your peers that have won this award previous to you.
Exactly, and exactly to be honored by your peers, I think, was the biggest thrill. The names on that award go back from Erie Ball to the Harrigans, the Sobs, and the Groves, and all the great guys that have been in the section. And, you know, and it's an award that means you've been around a while and you've played well and you've had some success. And in this business, if you can accomplish that, it's a great accomplishment. So it's an honor to all of them.
Yeah. What was the feeling like when you picked up the phone? And I'm sure Mike Miller called you one day to tell you you'd be one of the recipients this year.
Yeah, I got a letter, actually. And then they called me right after the letter. But it was a very complimentary letter. Of course, as soon as I got the letter, I went straight to the awards for the Senior Masters and saw those names on there, and that's when it hits you. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your club. Being a private club, a lot of people don't get to see it, but you really get to work at one of the great treasures in golf in the Chicago area.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the biggest thrill of my career, obviously, being able to stay at Old Elm now for 17 years, and the work we've done there with the golf course and the things we've done and the membership and the opportunities I've had to play golf around the world. And the restoration that we did the last 4 or 5 years with a lot of member support, and they kind of gave me free rein and trusted me to do the job. And we've got some great people, Drew Rogers, and a great superintendent, Curtis James. And we're going to be a very, very special place when we're going to open new greens and bunkers all redone. So it's going to be a great future, finish my career there.
We're at one of the places that I'm sure your career you remember very well, being that we're at the Illinois PGA Section Championship at Stonewall Orchard. But a few years ago, Stonewall Orchard was a highlight on your golf resume.
Yeah, I remember talking to you after I won the Illinois Senior Open, and I didn't play well today, but I love the golf course. I think it's a course that doesn't get enough recognition. Every hole is a great hole. It's a great test of golf. I'm still recovering from hip replacement surgery, so I hit some good shots today, so I'm on my way back, but not today.
If you had an upcoming section professional or some of the assistants that have come in and worked for you, what advice do you give them about either A, getting into the business, or B, staying into the business and finding a way to move forward and move up the ladder?
Yeah, I think that's the key, move up the ladder. You know, I look back on my career, I had no fear. You know, I took jobs that maybe I shouldn't have taken. You know, general manager's job when I was a young guy in Michigan. And you know, that led on to Old Elm being the general manager. So you never know who you're going to meet. Take care of everybody, because that one guy you take care of could be the guy that could change your whole career. And that's what's happened to me. Been very fortunate, but I took chances. I took jobs that maybe I wasn't qualified for at the time, but made it work. And take chances and take care of everybody you run into.
Well, we're talking with one of the 2014 Senior Masters winners, and we're over at the Rolling Green Country Club in Arlington Heights. And John, first of all, congratulations on being named one of the winners this year. It's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It's it makes you appreciate your peers, and it's nice to have them recognize you for the efforts that you try and put out on the PGA's behalf, as well as recognizing how much effort we put into our own jobs and our own careers in the golf business that we've selected for ourselves. So it's very humbling. Thank you.
Some of the past winners I've had a chance to speak with say it's just sort of nice to join this fraternity of fellow pros that they respect from the section and be a part of the group that have actually won this award in past years. I'm sure you probably feel the same way.
Oh, most definitely. You look at the list of guys that started in 1993 when Pat Kenny had the idea of starting something up. It stuck, and recognizing, like you say, the guys in the Illinois section that are the leaders and have been contributing for many, many years and get recognized for it. So it's good for them. It's good for the PGA as a whole. The members at their respective clubs also appreciate that recognition. It gives them a sense of pride as well. So it's all such a good thing, you know.
Let's flash back a couple days to Monday. What was it like for you to stand up there and get the award and be in front of them, free in front of that group and have a chance to talk to all of those people who were there at the Senior Masters Pro-Am?
As you know, getting up in front of people is a nerve-wracking thing anyway, and trying to come up with anecdotes and stories and appreciate everybody that needs to be appreciated in your lifetime, like guys that you've come in contact with over the years that have helped you understand the game better or understand the business better, to their family members, to the members at their respective clubs that have helped us, those of us that have been at facilities for long periods of time. There's a lot of people along the way that have helped you, you know, mold you into who you are, and you want to make sure that you're present yourself up to the level in which you keep them, and you know, as far as esteem and appreciating the people that have helped you along the way, and try and recognize them. So you hope in that speaking format that you don't forget some very important people. And so, you know, it can happen, but you know, appreciate the things that you have, and appreciate, and sometimes if you don't have those moments, you know, they're things that you remember that much more for many years to come. So I really appreciated being there and being able to talk to my fellow guys. That's not something we get to do very often. You know, we're all so busy in our own lives. We're lucky if we see each other at tournaments from time to time, and to be able to see them in a social atmosphere and relax like that as well, it's a nice thing to have happen.
In an industry where guys in your job move around a little bit, it's my understanding that you've had quite a long run here at Rolling Green, and it's kind of been where you started with your roots and where you still are today.
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, I interviewed here for a gentleman, Bill Ventresca, who was a pro here himself for 26 years or whatever it was, longstanding professional, and a year or so out of college, he realized I wasn't going to be a tour player. So one of my buddies from the South Side, Jerry Vitovic, mentioned to me, hey, why don't you get into the club pro business, you know, and see if you like that. So he's the one that even turned me on to that aspect. And then when I put myself out there and got the call from Bill to come up for an interview in 1980, we kind of hit it off, and I worked for Bill for nine seasons, and then took over in 1991, took over the head professionals position here. And like I say, whether it's I acclimated to the membership or the membership was such that it fit, it just seems our personalities and how I like to work and how they like to be serviced was a perfect fit for us. And hope that that's going to be continued for next how many years I'm still going to be working.
Being that your club, Rolling Green, is a private club, everybody doesn't get a chance to see it. Tell people a little bit about your club and maybe a little bit about the history of it as you know it.
Well, Rolling Green, yeah, as I know it, it was started in 1924. We just had our 90th anniversary celebration this summer. Architect is Bill Diddle, and Bill Diddle out of Indiana. He did a few other clubs here in the area, Sunset Ridge and Edgewood Valley. We've kind of revived, one of our members a few years back kind of revived a relationship between the Diddle Architected Courses, and we have an event every other year opposite the Ryder Cup in which we play, you know, the best 12 players from each club come out, you know, go to one of the sites and they play a match and kind of a celebration of the Diddle, as it were, and also to some camaraderie between clubs. So his architecture here it was much appreciated in that he only had 105 acres and put 18 holes of golf along with a clubhouse and a pro shop and a meet. It's challenging. Rolling Green is very well kept. Condition-wise, it's not a long course, as you might imagine, with that little acreage, but it's very tight, and the greens are demanding, and it's just a good test of golf and perfect for a membership setting, you know, so that they can enjoy the game but still be challenged at the same time. So And, you know, you've had, you know, notable players. You know, we have a gentleman that's won the club championship 11 times, you know. And he's been a member since 1969, and he's still a good player, Lou Westall. Just a great person and a great ambassador for the game. Really appreciate. He was one of the gentlemen that brought me in the 90s and said, here, you run the operation. So we've been friends and ever since. So I appreciate his input and his help in my career and what he's done for the club over the years. He's always on a golf committee or grounds committee and putting in his thoughts and making sure that things are done properly. We appreciate that. The members do as well as a whole. So the golf course is in, like I say, in great shape, and the membership is strong. And so it's just a great place to be right now.